Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
I had always heard that finances were the number one cause of divorce, and after some further research, it appears many reasons are near the top of list, with finances and infidelity consistently among the top five. Today, we will talk about how not to let finances affect your relationships.
Yeah, so we are the finance guys, so we're going to focus on that part. Shake my head, Shane, bringing up infidelity on the podcast. But first and foremost, Shane and I are here to promote the happiest and healthiest of marriages, relationships, partnerships, etc. We want to spread those positive vibes. However, when you look at the studies regarding marriage and divorce, and I mean really any study, finances are always near the top. And not to be negative, but around half of marriages end in divorce today. Also, millennials are waiting longer to get married. For example, the average age of marriage in 1965 was 21 for females and 23 for males. Today, those numbers are 29 and 30, respectively. Of those millennials polled, 39% say they aren't financially ready. At the end of the day, a marriage is a partnership. In any partnership, there are going to be good times and bad, and sacrifices will need to be made on both sides for a relationship to work long term. It's extremely rare for two people to have the exact same opinion when it comes to anything, especially finances.
Maybe the best way to not let finances become a problem is to communicate about them before they become an actual problem. Best time is likely as a relationship gets serious enough to start talking about your marriage, because not only will you be marrying your spouse, but you will also be marrying their finances as well.
Not only will you be marrying their finances, but also how they make financial decisions. And we all have our own preferences on how we make those decisions. Also, often those personal preferences are shaped by things in our past. For example, how your parents or family approach financial decisions could have a big influence on how you or your spouse may approach decisions. The best thing to do is communicate these things and perhaps try and understand how each are viewing them through their own lens. There are going to be a lot of expenses throughout life, from everyday expenses such as trips to the grocery or dinners out or even your cell phone plan, to big ones such as your home, what neighborhood that home is in, and what kind of car you drive. In short, there are going to be many financial decisions, and unless you are fortunate enough to have unlimited finances, most of us will have to consider money when making them. Given that we all have different preferences and likely have different experiences influencing your opinion, it's important to communicate with one another to make sure you're on the same page.
By the time you get serious in a relationship, you will likely have an idea about your partner's general philosophy towards money, or they have done an incredible job of hiding it. What they spend money on, how much they make, how they handle it in general. What you may not be aware of is their financial past, and that is where a lot of skeletons can come from. Maybe they opened a bunch of credit cards in college to get a free t-shirt and didn't understand the concept of credit. Maybe they have a lot of student debt, or have a bit of a spending problem and spend all they make and much, much more.
Or maybe that person is you.
It's an excellent point, because I think we are often quick to point the finger at the other person, but oftentimes these are problems that we may have as well.
Yeah, maybe that person is you and you're just hesitant to reveal the information and true nature of the situation. Hey, we all make mistakes in life, and just because someone made poor financial decisions in no way means that they're a bad person. The point is, when you marry, your financial situations will on some level and in a serious way become combined and can impact things such as your credit score. It may seem like a big deal, but a low credit score can create challenges down the road. You may have difficulty obtaining a loan for the home of your dreams, or you can end up with a really high interest rate on your car loan. Knowing where the two of you stand financially when you enter the relationship is important, and the quicker the two of you communicate it with each other, the faster you can fix the situation.
Other things may not actually become a problem or reality until you're actually married, but it would be prudent to discuss beforehand nonetheless.
Yeah, so something that can be considered as a prenuptial agreement, which is a tool that really should be used in one of two situations. One, where one of the spouses has substantial debt, and the other, where one spouse has significant wealth, such as business or inherited wealth, or you know, both spouses do and they want to separate that. The point is the prenuptial agreement says whatever was there beforehand, whether it be assets or debt, remain with that person, and whatever is done after that will be with the two of them combined. It should be noted that both spouses should obtain their own legal counsel when trying to pursue a prenuptial agreement. Not all marriages should really consider this. It's only those two situations that mentioned earlier, but nonetheless, prenuptial agreements are becoming more and more common.
I know a lot of married couples that handle their finances in different ways. I know some that keep them completely separate. I know some who have a small joint account for joint expenses and then larger personal accounts, and then some who just combine it all and have joint money for everything. Spending may also become a problem. Let's say that one person makes substantially more than the other. Once they combine incomes, does that mean that the lower earning spouse can now upgrade their entire lifestyle? Does a discussion need to be had before large expenses that only affect one person? Lots of things that could become a problem that should be discussed beforehand.
Or maybe things are really tight. Both the husband and wife are working hard and have really good paying job, but kids and life are really expensive, and you disagree on some things financially. In this situation, it may be a good idea to sit down together, create a budget, review all of your expenses, and then prioritize together what's important for the two of you.
Family is another thing that is deeply personal but could affect you from a financial perspective as well, and likely in two ways. One way is how big a family do you want to have if you want to have one. As we have said in the past, having kids is a huge financial cost, but most likely well worth it. But are you going to have one kid or five kids? And can you really even afford to have five kids?
Another family problem that could arise is how you treat your family from a financial perspective. If your brother or sister or some relative asks for a loan, will that be a joint discussion or up to only one spouse?
And then parents. With an aging population and in some cases a lack of financial readiness for retirement, if your parents need financial support, is that something you will help with? And whose decision will that ultimately be? As I said in the intro, finances can potentially have a negative effect on relationships. Hopefully this gave you some ideas of what should be discussed along the way in order to keep both parties on the same page and avoid any potential problems. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Relatable Finance. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check us out on Twitter at Finance Podcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors and Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.